Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, inside the world of distance, domination, and phone sex. We're your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Delia. Let's make him a sissy. What do you say?
Please, 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 please. I love turning men into just fun, flirty, sexy sissies. I really do.
I love it when a dominant woman puts her man in women's lingerie.
Oh.
Isn't that so much fun?
It really is just so much fun because there's that interplay, right? Maybe he's dressed up to go to work, but the very first thing that is touching his skin. I mean, he could be in a suit. He could be in like construction pants, right? But the first thing touching his skin is a beautiful, silky pair of panties with a little bit of lace in front. So he feels it all day. And he also feels fabulous because panties just feel great.
Yes, they do. Cross-dressers often call me and call themselves sissies. And then after talking with them, I'm like, no, you're not a sissy. A sissy is a little bit different from a trans girl or a cross-dresser. Why don't you go into just a little bit of the differences? Because not all panties are the same, are they?
No, they're not. And I think if you're looking at, you know, really the differences between cross-dressing and sissification, I think as a general rule, right, I think sissies tend to, a cross-dresser can have a certain fetish or just be into maybe panties or camisole tops or really have a fetish for nylons or just the general look or womanhood. But I think sissies tend to be more over the top. There's that feeling of frilliness, of prettiness, of laciness, of big skirts with petticoats underneath, bows and ribbons and satin shininess and bubblegum pink lips. There's just a little difference. It's subtle sometimes, but there is that kind of frilly over-the-top difference that I notice with sissies.
So when we're talking about perhaps coerced feminization or sissification, there's one sissy that I was talking to, Christina, and I talked to her about this, and she says that she classifies herself as a sissy, even though she doesn't think she fits that mold perfectly. Mm. Now, isn't that interesting? She says that being tricked or coerced is her thing because she's submissive by nature, and she respects and worships women. So for her, being coerced gives the level of acceptance of who she is and what she likes. So for her, it's a bit of the dominance and submission, the power exchange.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I think as a general rule, to be a sissy, you have that sissy submissiveness inside you, kind of giving in to a mistress, right? Wanting to do just what she tells you to do. There's something about that with sissification. I think that is pretty consistent.
And think about it. Can you be any more dominant or take power exchange to any other level than actually switching his gender from male to female?
Ooh. That is an excellent question, and I'm just going to agree with you that that is so incredibly intense. It can even be a mind fuck for a man, right?
Absolutely. Have you noticed that a lot of sissies still identify as men?
Yes.
I've noticed that too. They don't really switch gender per se, no matter what they look like. Mm-hmm. So there's an element of submission to the dominant woman, and there's also an element of humiliation that can be gentle teasing or pretty extreme humiliation. You're not a man. You're not a real man. I'm going to put you in panties and this whole little sissy outfit, right?
Oh, I love that. I was talking to a wonderful sissy in Second Life last night. Her name is Serena, and she is fabulous. The outfits that she puts on her avatar, I mean, it just makes her look so fuckable. I can't even tell you. It's amazing. They're very like high quality, sexy, amazing stuff. So we were out dancing at a T-girl club in Second Life, and we were just sort of chatting in our instant message box. It was incredible. And she had talked about, you mentioned something about, you know, the look and everything. There's another sissy that we are both friends with, and she has her real life picture as this fabulous woman, right? Just over the top, gorgeous, diva, sexy, supermodel looking woman. And Serena also has something very similar. And we were talking about that last night, and we kind of came to the conclusion that for sissies, they sometimes have, well, often have a picture of their ideal woman, right? The ideal sexy woman, a pinup model, whatever. And that is what, as a sissy, they try to emulate, just that feeling that the picture brings out. It was fucking cool.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought of that, but do you think that that's part of dollification or bimboification?
Oh, when yes. The
sissy is looking at those big bimbo lips and the bimbo tits and, you know, the wide-eyed kind of, ooh, what's that kind of
exactly.
Look and demeanor, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, I mean, some of the old celebrities, Marilyn Monroe, that, you know, that kind of vintage pinup girl kind of feel, Rita Hayworth, and just the sexiness that kind of just drips from them. I think that they capture that essence in, you know, the low cut tops or the teeny waists and the big lips and the big boobs and those big booties and the heels and the wiggle. There's just something about that. It just exudes sexiness.
It does. And it also sometimes exudes sluttiness.
Ooh.
So you were talking about sissies and frills and looking so super sweet and stuff like that. There are also some raunchy ass slutty sissies. I'm just saying.
It's true. It's true. I have shopped with one online, and we've done these long, intense kind of conversations. And we have just, it's almost been like a competition. She'll send me a link. I'll send her a link, and we'll just go back and forth looking at the dress and kind of looking at the booty shorts and the corseted top and all the sexy, almost club wear, slutty types of things we find, and just talking about how that makes her feel. It's amazing.
Sometimes with the sissy, they want to get super slutty, and I think part of that sluttiness is what Christina said, being made to do something that perhaps you wouldn't otherwise do. Of course, I'm talking about making a sissy suck cock.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. The interesting thing too is a lot of sissies love to suck cock, but not all of them do. And I think for a lot of sissies, there's a lot of sexual fluidity and flexibleness. And I'll give a quick example of that. Talking about Serena, my Second Life sissy again, I have had sex with her in Second Life. And she absolutely is a lesbian and at that point, but she's working with me personally on chastity goals and talking about cum eating and sucking cock for sure. And then the other night when we were in Second Life walking around at a different dance club, she, oh my goodness, was like, I'm going to go fuck this woman over here. I'm going to take her home. But that was another sissy. So their avatars were both very female, but right? So there's that fluidity. And again, that identification, which is really kind of fascinating to me. You can just go anywhere with it you want.
And I think the outfits almost give permission to go places because it's sort of like you're in costume. You know, you've got the same kind of visual cues of the line, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know, it's like what happens to me in this butt-revealing club dress stays and doesn't bleed out into other areas of life. A lot of these sissies wouldn't dream of sucking cock in their male mode.
Oh, I completely agree. And I really think for a sissy, it's a personal preference. I talk with someone, Jane, who is just a woman, not maybe started out as a sissy, but is completely just into women and would have nothing to do with cock at all, ever. So I think you are so right, Miss Olivia. I really do.
So speaking of women, would a woman want a sissy? So for example, a sissy boyfriend.
Personally, yes. Personally, I love sissies and love hanging out with sissies. It's so much fun. Why not?
I agree with you. And you and I are both dominant women. So we really enjoy the power exchange that is kind of inherent in all sorts of sissy play. Even if it's not overt sex play, it's still kind of, you will get these pairs of panties. You know, it's still power exchange. The woman is in charge. It's a female-led relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm actually in a female-led relationship with my husband, Jack. You know, from time to time, just for the play, as we're talking about, I do put Jack in panties. I do. Lacy, pretty, sexy panties. They're red, by the way. And a cute little skirt, a little plaid skirt that's short and scandalous. A sexy red bra with the lace and a top that ties just under the shirt. No breast forms, no nothing. Thigh highs and black high heel pumps. I put on my strap on and I turn him into my little sissy slut, my little sissy bitch, making him suck my cock and take it any other way I want. Maybe for an hour or so. And then, you know, he showers it off and we go grocery shopping, right? Because that's what female-led relationships are all about.
I bet he's looking at the cucumbers, don't you think?
You know what, though? I mean, as much as I joke with him about that sometimes, because I am that woman who goes up behind him when he's bent down loading the dishwasher and I do, you know, the hip thrusting while grabbing his back. But I think sometimes I will make more comments about the cucumbers in the grocery store and he just kind of blushes and rolls his eyes and smirks. It's fun. It's endearing, really.
So I think dominant women for sure, love playing with a sissy because not only is it all of that dressing, but like you said, strap-on play, pegging, the dominance of, you know, bending sissy over. I mean, that's a very dominant position, taking sissy from behind. I personally enjoy taking a cross-dresser with a strap on, with her on her back and me in the top kind of missionary type position. But with a sissy, when I'm wearing a strap on, like you, I want her bent over and preferably wearing a skirt that can be just whoop, flipped up.
Oh, yeah. It just is the sexiest, I think, for a femdom woman to just have exactly what she's looking to do right there in front of her, because she's looking to do that sissy in one way or another. Oh, it's all about the sexiness right there. I love it.
Let's talk about cuckolds. So if a woman has a cuckold husband, one of the things that is sort of a logical extension from cuckolding to cum eating to cream pie eating to licking her lover's cock, one of the things that often goes on in that sort of extension is she or her lover puts her husband in panties, and then she or her lover can turn her husband into a feminized husband who is a sissy cuckold.
That is so absolutely perfect a timeline for some people. That's exactly what it is. And I've heard it both ways. And then I think the feel is you're really not a man, the wife says. Look at you. You're just in panties. Now I've got this real man, this alpha man over here. And to be honest, you're just a sissy in panties anyway. I'm going to go have my fun and then you can maybe clean up after.
And that is definitely cuckolding and sissy play with, oh, maybe some small penis humiliation, you know, that bite of humiliation. But there's also kind of sissy play where the husband is the sissy husband and the wife is like, I want you to dress me. Why don't you help me bathe, help me pick out my outfit? So it's more like two girlfriends getting her ready to go have sex with her alpha boyfriend. And sissy could either be left at home or participate sometimes, for example, by sitting in the bed and looking at his, her wife and watching her expressions and realizing, I can't make her feel that way. I've never been able to make her feel that way. I'm grateful that this man with this big cock can make her feel that way because I can't.
I love that kind of feel of gratefulness, of respect. It's really such an intense feeling.
I think the depictions of cuckolding in popular culture do a disservice to the nuances because cuckolds have feelings, and a lot of those feelings are very tender and very loving towards their wife. And they genuinely know they don't measure up. They're in the friend zone. They are grateful that she's even still with them. And they want to do anything and everything to keep her happy.
Exactly. And she is a hot wife, but there's nothing saying, unless you watch porn, there's nothing saying that she can't really love her husband, love to tease him and kind of play with him, that she's got a little bit of that dominant attitude, but not a cruel or mean streak at all.
Exactly. And yet, like you started off with, oh, cuckolding can be mean.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, it can be.
Actually, anything to do with power exchange can go from sweet, nice, teasing, gentle, firm, all the way to extreme, mean, degradation, like really grinding someone under your foot kind of thing, really putting them in place.
Oh, fuck yes.
So let's talk about sissy training. We mentioned the kind of the timeline of a cuckold, but I've noticed that there's also almost a levels of sissyhood. Sissy training by a mistress can help any sissy become the best sissy possible. I know you do sissy training and you absolutely love it.
I do. I really, really love it. I really do. Yes, yes.
What do you do in your sissy training?
So for 2019, over on my feminization blog, not my main blog, but my feminization blog, femfabulous.com, I had outlined a plan, a year-long plan, so that each month we had a different topic to go through. Makeup, I think, is one of the biggest ones. Makeup, just making it really fun and looking at things, but also touching upon skincare and body care, clothes, sissy exercises. I mean, you name it. I think I tried to cover it in that year, and I am going to be putting together a program for our assignment site. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun because really, if you don't know where to start, just starting with one thing and getting really good on it, it can really, really help you to progress and become the sissy that you have always dreamed of being.
You bring up a great point, getting good at one thing. So for example, one of the things that I love when a sissy in training gets to the point where the sissy is either cock curious or will find herself in the position where she will need to, lick his cock, or serve her lover, or even be sent out to kind of work for mistress by sucking cock. Whatever the scene is, right? One of the best things is going through all the options for sissy makeup.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love discovering when talking to a sissy, you know, sometimes it's even the different mood. If it's like cocksucker red one day with a certain wig and a certain look, or, you know, more of a gentle, sweet sissy shopping kind of pink. It's so much fun just choosing and going through all those options.
You can do cocksucker red lipstick with an overlay of pink glitter lip gloss. And I personally think that's the best of both worlds, right?
It really is. That shiny, glittery pink gloss. Oh, yeah.
So let me just say, I have an absolute favorite lip gloss, especially for sissies. It is MAC Cosmetics Lip Glass, GLASS, because it goes on thick and it is super, super, super shiny. Now, here's why it's great for a cock-sucking sissy. The glass is a little bit sticky and viscous, which means when you put that on a cock, it kind of tugs. It doesn't just glide. It kind of tugs a little bit. Oh, my.
Oh, that sounds just so naughty. I like how you did that. That little warm here. I love.
Fan yourself, my friend. Fan yourself.
I will.
Have you ever had a sissy that says, Do women really like sissies?
Yes. Yes, I have been asked that question. And I answer that I absolutely do. I think sissies are so much fun. Really, really, I do. And I am friends with a sissy, so, or a couple. So yeah, women do love it.
I think, though, it's nerve-wracking for someone who wants to be a sissy, say a sissy maid or serve or be the very submissive person in the relationship with or without any of the coerced bisexuality. I think it's hard if they are in a relationship with a vanilla woman who suddenly looks and says, wait a minute, what are you doing in rumba panties? Where the hell is my boyfriend?
Very, very true. If you have a woman who is kinky and a little naughty and you can approach these things with her, absolutely, that's fun. But I think sometimes it's best to talk to your mistress, like talk to us, because we love this. We are not judgmental. And maybe you cannot bring this up around your wife or girlfriend. You can't fully be yourself around her. So you need that outlet, that special friend to guide you and talk to you.
And it ends up being very definitely emotional support, but it's also practical support, like how to avoid purging. I feel so sad when a sissy purges because they've spent hundreds of dollars on clothes and breast forms and toys and, you know, all of this kind of stuff, and then they purge. So my personal tip to avoid purging is to go and get a storage section.
Like
a storage shed or something. You probably have to use your driver's license, which is fine, but either pay for 6 months or a year in advance, or buy a gift card and put enough on the gift card to use that for the storage locker's
the fee. Payment info?
Yeah, the payment info. One tip, do not give the storage company your home address.
No.
I have a sissy whose wife looked at this and said, why do you have a storage locker?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I have had experiences with that too. And I think you are so smart to say, even pay in cash if you have to. Once a month, go up to the office and give them their next month's payment, whatever it is, because it may seem secretive and just like, oh, if I have to just hide this so much, why am I doing it? But that's not the case. You're doing this very secretly because you do care about the other people in your life and you understand that it might not be something that you could share with them. So you're honoring them by not kind of putting your kink right out there. And you're also honoring yourself by giving yourself a safe space to maybe walk into and look at all your pretty things.
That's beautifully said.
Thank you.
Perfect ending. Ms. Delia, thank you so much for being with us, for doing these hotspot episodes. I learned something and I just love talking to you.
Oh, thank you. I think truly I learned something every single time we do one. It's wonderful.
You can also tell that Delia and I both are besties because we post on each other's blogs all the time. Check out the comments section. My main blog is experiencedmistress.com. Delia's main blog is begformistress.com. But if you're a sissy, I want you to go to femfabulous.com and check out the training program that she was talking about.
I think that would be a hell of a ton of fun. And if anybody really wants to have some personalized training or ask about the program, just shoot me an email, Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. I'll always help.
And I'm Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. And let's do some sissy play while we're going shopping on the phone or on Skype. Give us a call, 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Delia, ask for Olivia, or even better, ask for us both if you think you are sissy enough to handle us. Ms. Delia, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you next time on The Weekly Hotspot.